exist, and I cannot kill it because I need it to work differently. That's all. I want to point my attention to goodness, but the self needs my attention, so will trick me and will do a lot of stuff. So remember, one of the stuff that is keeping us from the path is being busy with this one. Yes?
She said, far be it from you that forgetfulness grew up in you. My seeing that invisible thing is your reflection. I, in the air, see the serpent in the boot. It is not of me. It is your reflection, O Mustafa.
Means what? Means what, a good ego? A very polite fellow? Or this is Rumi again, and he is reminding you two different stuff. First, that when I'm talking about that ego, don't look for an ego. That ego is in you, it's you. If that ego doesn't see the serpent, because you don't want it. You should be a good guy, therefore that thinking will be in your brain. We are not talking about memorizing something. We are talking about some values sinking in you. This is what it is. So the thought, the ego, will tell himself, oh no, if I see it in there, it's because of you. Means, I will not do it for... The ego is not made to do it for everyone. But if you become the believer, your ego will be like this. Your thought will be like this. Yes?
The reflection of the man of light is wholly resplendent. The reflection of the man of darkness is wholly a bath stove ashy. The reflection of the servant of God is wholly luminous. The reflection of the stranger is wholly blindness.
Oh, this needs a little bit of explanation. Because here, he was talking about Mustafa, right? Which is the appreciated fellow. That's a prophet, not necessarily Muhammad. Here, he will go to another name of Muhammad again, which is not necessarily Muhammad. Abdullah, the name means the guy who is connected to God. That is what the meaning of name is. Here, he will use it and he means the second one. He doesn't want to point it towards a prophet because he was talking about whom? Somebody who is follower, who is following the God. When he was conversing with that woman and the child, suddenly something from above called him, and he went for the prayer. That's the good fellow. Which one of you, in the middle of that conversation, will hear something and say, sorry, I have to go to pray? So this is that guy who is the fellow who believes in God, and he follows the God, right? So, okay, the reflection of this, or the picture of this, the picture of this fellow is all light. Means the only thing we know about a follower of the God is light, because he's following that light, right? Okay, I was talking about this guy. I should say another guy, right? Or a non-prophet. No. This was the follower of the God. The other one is a stranger. Strange to this stuff that we are talking about. Means a non-believer. So the first one is the believer. The second one is the non-believer, stranger. And what is the stranger? The picture of the stranger is all blind. Explain it. He doesn't say, that fellow is blind, this fellow is looking at him. He says, the picture of this is all a light, the picture of that fellow is blind. Do you remember he told you, oh my brother, you're just your thought. The rest is the bone and the root of nonsense. Remember? This is it. Thought. This is what we're talking about here. So this thought, if it is toward the truth, as follows the truth, is really thinking, thought. If it's strange to this truth, what is this thought? Thoughtlessness, blindness, because they don't really see. They're blind. This is the difference. Because to us, vision is finding the light. Because we know without the light, no matter how best your eyes could be, what do you see? We see with light. That's why he goes back to that. Yes?
Know everyone's reflection. See, O my soul, ever sit beside the similar one whom you desire.
Mm. This is something that Rumi is preparing you for, and hopefully at the end of this book you will really get it. You know what? When you're thinking about yourself being in this path and all that, don't think about yourself and what you do. First of all, be aware about the environment which is doing it to you. Because what is in your brain? What is in your brain? Whatever it is, where is it coming from?
World.
Environment? Outside, right? Whatever you know is being repeated. Whatever sentence you think of, you're repeating another sentence that you have heard. This is how the brain works. The other stuff is different. Sometimes nothing comes, and suddenly, boop. We're talking about the other stuff, right? But we have to talk about this part, because you believe in this part. Here, we say, okay, listen, how simple it is. At the end of all this long story, I wanted to tell you that, okay, there are some people in the way of blindness, darkness, and there is light, okay? And I explained all these differences between these two people. The believers are like this, the strangers are like that. All of this is for you to choose your environment, cultural one. Who do you socialize with? And look at it. We started to talk about it right at the beginning of this book, remember? Do you remember the story of that villager and the civilized fellow and that long story to say, listen, your life doesn't start with what you do. Your life starts with your relationship with the other people. This is the meaning of we, remember? I is this, we is all the human connection I have. So you should be careful about that. Because you are not enlightened. And everybody could fool you, and everybody will try to. Why not? Because everybody tries to convince you that my way is better. And a lot of people's way is the logical one, right? You will see from here to the end of this book, you will hear it again and again, because enrichment is not you going around and absorbing this wisdom. This wisdom was simple, we explained it to you. You should be careful, what are you absorbing? You're absorbing from the people that you connect with. Therefore, I told you this story, you should learn that you should look at the people. Some of them are bright, the light comes out, and some of them are dark. So you should be careful not to sit beside that fellow, sit beside this fellow. Because the problem, the difference, look at it, how simple it is. The problem of ego is thinking about me only, right? And the rest are them. When you want to be we, that feeling is in you, isn't it? You should get rid of that one. How? Little by little. This is not something that you do like this. It could happen like this, yes. But while you're doing it, you go slowly, like learning how to enjoy the music. It says, ah. When you start to learn how to enjoy the music, you should find a good teacher, and there are some good people that you should go around them. Because if not, if you go to the first music shop closest to you, you will get junk, and you don't know it. And we are talking about my life. I look at my life, and logically I'm looking for the people who are good for me. This is logical stuff. This is not what we are talking about. You should look for the people who influence you to be better. That's simple. Looking for a friend to help you in what? In your business? That's something else. In your, I don't know, fishing party? Something else. This path that we're talking about are the people who have a good heart. They will change your feeling. Just sitting beside them, you don't even need to communicate and things like that. Because as a role model, they will influence your feeling. This is how we are. Go back to this fellow. You remember this fellow? This lady, which is thinking about me and the rest like that. What is the real major problem of this brain? It's even more important than food. It's even more important than whatever animalistic you are thinking about. What is the worst situation of this? Depression. What is depression? I feel lonely. I'm not connected. When you're depressed, when you're alone and you're lonely, you don't feel good. You need to be with the people. This is here. So, you will never be alone. Therefore, you should look who you are sitting with, who you are socializing with, and who you will talk about this stuff that we are talking. Yes?
The right way of taking a lesson from this story and knowing with certainty that verily together with hardship there is ease.
Translation. What it means. Yes, the Arabic one is a proverb. Inna ma'al usra yusra. Means the goodness and the badness are together. Okay. Yeah. Comfort and difficulties or hand in hand, something like that. But explaining the rest. The right way of taking a lesson from this story means what? What was the story? Look at the story. A woman brought a child. Child saw the Gabriel. Suddenly, the prophet wants to go to the prayer. All of that. That's simple, right? Everything was explained. I explained it even, right? But Rumi knows that he didn't get it. Because I put something special here that you should learn from it, really.